Hi, everybody. Welcome to Third Space. I'm Kevin Weir.
This time on 60 Minutes.
I literally said the name of the show.
Can Kraft Dinner go bad?
I mean, yes.
Time to interview the person who's most knowledgeable about this, Kevin Weir.
Okay.
Kevin, what are your thoughts on Kraft Dinner going bad?
Look, the pasta and Kraft Dinner can't go bad.
Interesting.
Well, I mean, I was wrong. The pasta and Kraft Dinner can eventually go bad.
Nope, you've said your answer.
No. Hey, we have 60 minutes, all right?
You heard it here,
the
folks.
Name of the show is give me 60 minutes to do this. Don't walk away from me.
Kraft Dinner goes bad.
No, that's not, damn it. Watch the trailer for the new Blade Runner?
No, I have not watched the trailer for the new Blade
Runner.
No,
me neither.
I saw like 3 seconds of it. I saw old Harrison Ford.
You know what you saw? You saw 2 more seconds than I did. Because I saw one frame.
Yeah.
I saw a shot of Ryan Gosling standing in the rain.
Oh, that makes sense. That's very Blade Runner-y.
Blade Runner-y.
By the way, I don't think your house is very heat efficient because I have turned to look at the window several times and you can see steam rising off of your house.
I mean, there's a vent out there.
Why?
I don't know.
Is your laundry right beneath us?
No, but the heater is.
That's strange. That's strange that you're heating the outside.
And the water heater, I don't know how houses work.
Like, maybe look into that. Maybe look into the steam that rises from the vent that comes from your heater.
Well, I mean,
maybe they were thinking, oh, we'll put another room here, and then they just gave up, but they already had the vent there.
The basement's unfinished, but I've seen stuff like that before, right?
I haven't.
But you live in apartments a lot.
I do, but I grew up in a house, Kevin.
I've
been to other people's homes as well.
I mean, sometimes,
for instance, your home
stuff comes up from the back of the house.
No,
I've been doing that for 2 years.
That's super weird. It's not very like heat efficient.
I don't think that has anything to do with heat efficiency. I think that's just like that. That is where if Luke Skywalker wanted to blow up the Death Star of my house, he would have to shoot his rockets down.
He would shoot the rockets
down.
Yeah,
what's that called? An outtake.
An exhaust.
All right.
Houses don't have exhausts, Kevin.
Yes, they do. That's what chimneys are.
No, that's a fireplace exhaust.
Well, maybe this house needs an exhaust.
That is kind of terrifying.
That
implies if there was not an exhaust, your house would fill up with heat.
We
would melt.
Our reactor is very unstable, and we do need
your house is a reactor.
Periodically vent it.
What?
We go down and we pull on 2 separate levers. But first, we have to find the key. Our house is essentially one long
fetch quest. That when you say reactor, you just mean normal gas-burning furnace.
I mean, possibly. I didn't go down there that much. This is something for someone else to deal with.
That's future use problem? Is that what you're saying?
That is future me's
you
problem.
You live here, Kevin. You're the people that has to deal with it.
No, but I'm one of three. I am in the minority.
Okay, but each of you is in the minority.
I know, that's why nothing ever gets done.
This
is why democracy doesn't work.
Hello, everyone. I'm Jeremy Verkley. Welcome to the Third Space.
We'll just let that go.
There's an extra dog here today.
Yeah, there is. You know what? That wasn't someone coming to the door. That was just them freaking out.
Just the dog being like, hey, I'm a dog.
I feel like we should give the dogs credits because they appear in a lot of episodes. They appear in almost as much episodes as we appear in.
Well, maybe when they start giving us better ideas, they can get some credits.
Yeah, dogs. You got any ideas?
And there you have it. No ideas from
the
dogs.
No, nothing. They're just staring at us.
Yeah.
All right. Well.
Well, now that we're past the disaster that is your home.
Hey, the home. The home is good. It's just filled with weird things.
Okay.
Yeah.
We have a topic today, don't we?
I do have a topic today.
We're not just going to spend the whole hour shooting the shit?
No. That was an interesting experiment. We don't really know how it went off.
Not yet.
Yeah, because it came up pretty recently. I haven't heard too much back from it. All right. All right. Well, what is the topic today?
Our topic today is actually from the sci-fi classic Blade Runner.
All right.
It asks,
the upcoming sci-fi blockbuster.
Blade Runner. Yeah.
Do you think this one will also be incredibly shitty and then get re-released 2 more times and then be good?
Maybe. I don't know. Who knows?
Because you know when Blade Runner was first released, it was really, really bad, right?
No, I didn't know that.
No, it was. When it was first released, it had like a weird voiceover and like a really crammed in happy ending and none of the cool ambiguity that...
That was at the other one.
Yeah, that people sort of liked about Blade Runner.
Yeah.
And then it got released as a director's cut, and then like every single person who were the Grips put out a grip cut. There's so many different versions of that movie.
Well,
but I think it's the director's cut.
Maybe we'll do a marathon one time.
But I think it's the director's cut that's the one that everyone's like, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, Blade Runner. Look at this movie. Awesome. Yeah. And that's what made, you know, Ghost in the Shell.
Apparently the Daredevil director's cut is amazing. The Ben Affleck Daredevil movie.
Yeah. Well, you can watch some movies and see how, like you can see the good movie in it.
Yeah.
I'm curious as to what the director's cut of Batman vs. Superman is. I'm probably still not going to watch it because it's going to have all the other stuff that the studio... Insisted they had in it.
Yeah.
Like, you know, when Wonder Woman read her email.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Batman to send her the weirdest email ever. Is it you? It's all but missing a winky face.
Please put in a winky face. Warner Brothers.
Are you Wonder Woman? Wink. Settle down, Batman.
So, is our topic about electric sheep and dreaming? No, it is not.
Yeah, our topic is Do androids dream of electric sheep? No. And what if they did?
No, it's not.
I mean, they'd have very similar and boring dreams.
Probably.
Mostly about sheep that
okay,
are...
Okay, on to the second topic.
Mareep. That's the Pokemon that's electric sheep, right?
Sure.
Nailed it.
So our actual topic is kind of a twofer.
Yes.
Because what if androids were real?
Yeah.
And they had finite lifespans?
Okay.
What would happen?
This is something that I'm sort of impressed we haven't talked about before, mm-hmm. but just the basic overall concept of what if androids were real? And we're talking about, like, human-looking motherfuckers.
Yeah.
We're talking about, and in this first sense...
Well, they're bionic robots, right?
Yeah.
It's basically
could be
what it is.
You know, Data from Star Trek.
Yeah.
He was an android.
Yep.
Pretty much a robot that looks like a person.
Yes.
I was going to say Ghost in the Shell again, but I think I'm just thinking of Blade Runner. I don't think they're actually androids.
They're called replicants in...
They're called replicants in Blade Runner.
And they are basically people that have been genetically engineered for certain tasks.
Are they... I guess you're right. Now, I haven't watched Blade Runner for quite a while.
Yeah.
I should probably... I do not plan on seeing the new one.
Well, the two main replicants in that movie are...
Rutger Hauer.
Yeah, and that girl with the black face paint on her face all the time.
Yes.
and...
that
one. Yes.
Rutger Hauer and not Rutger Hauer.
Yeah. But you'll remember that he is super strong.
Yes.
Because he is a replicant made for mining.
But what you said early... And, oh God, is she a pleasure bot?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, that's sad.
One of them is. It might not be her.
Is Rutger Hauer a pleasure bot?
Maybe.
I mean, for some people, they're really into that.
All these memories.
They're into that
We only have an hour, Kevin.
Help me, I'm stuck.
Rugged?
Rugged Rutger it is. that was terrifying. I couldn't stop myself. His rugged Rutgerness.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure he's not.
No.
Not a pleasure bot.
I don't think he's the pleasure bot.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, something you said early on, which I was saying with not having seen Blade Runner, you said that they're humans modified, or
they're engineered humans.
Because I know the big thing about them is that the only way you can tell if they're a replicant is that test.
Yeah.
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 The Myers-Briggs.
No, it's not Myers-Briggs.
To see if you're an IDFN.
No, that's not it.
No?
No, I forget what the test name is, but it's not that personality test.
It's one of those Harry Potter tests to see, to see which house they're in.
No, it's not.
You're walking in a forest and you see a turtle.
I hate you so
much. You're in the replicant house.
Yeah, I still hate you.
Gryffindor,
nope.
Ravenclaw,
nope.
Hufflepuff, Slytherin, and Rutger Hauer.
That's not a Harry Potter house.
No, it's not. But it is a person.
Do you want to just keep saying his name?
I think I actually might be even pronouncing it wrong.
Probably.
Pretty sure it's Rutger, though.
Yeah.
So the only way you can tell him is with that test.
Yeah.
Which means that you can't even just like, all right, let's cut you a little bit. Or X-ray you.
Nope.
So we're actually not talking about... I was wrong. We're not talking about androids in the sense of robots covered
in disguise.
We're not talking about Optimus Prime covered in, oh my god, no, he would have to be covered in flesh.
Yep.
Optimus Prime sized flesh.
We're not talking about Data from Star Trek.
No, we're literally talking about...
We're talking about
engineered people.
Engineered people. Yeah.
All right. So these people are like, I assume like just like grown?
Yeah.
Essentially?
Well, I mean, they are made. It's never, like in Blade Runner, it's never explicitly clear how they are made. Only that they are.
I mean, the entire point is supposed to be that they have the concentrated lifespans.
Yeah.
So maybe they are just like grown from, you know, being a wee little child.
Maybe.
And then they have the, what's that sad movie with Robin Williams?
Okay, you're going to have to be more specific.
Oh, you're right. Patch Adams.
Yeah.
Yeah, the one where he's a child who looks like a big person.
Sure.
You know, Good Will Hunting.
What?
1 hour photo?
Aladdin.
It's Aladdin.
Aladdin.
I'm thinking of Aladdin.
You're thinking of Aladdin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
It's a very sad movie.
Yeah, they go...
A completely reasonable ruler is thrown down by a street urchin. It's a very sad movie.
And also, it might be the future.
The future.
So what I was thinking is that it's a child essentially rapidly aged.
Yeah.
Though that means they would make someone like Rutger Hauer.
Yeah.
At some point be a child, and then he could be, because do they ever say how old these people are?
They might just, here's the thing, they might just make the bodies full size and then they live for a certain amount of time, right?
Gross.
Yeah. I mean, they do have genitals.
They do have genitals.
They have genitals.
They built them with that.
They have genitals, but they cannot reproduce.
I mean, yeah, because, you know, I guess none of the stuff works.
Yeah.
Though...
Well, not none of the stuff.
I will say that...
If Rutger Hauer was a pleasure bot, he'd need to be able to have erections.
Now, well, dude, that makes sense for the pleasure bots.
Yeah.
Build them with genitals. People are into that. You know,
people like genitals.
People like genitals.
Also, people hate genitals.
People like genitals, but they hate them.
Yeah.
Yeah. But they also like them.
They also like them.
Oh, man. Lost it a little bit there. But the mining bot, who looked at that was like, all right, let's make this bot for mining. Good. Did you put a dick on him yet? Sorry, what? Put a dick on
him. Well, I'm thinking they probably grow it from the genetic material of actual humans and then just modify it.
I mean,
I don't think like putting a dick on some, like putting a dick on Rutger Hauer is extra work.
You said Rutger Hauer.
Yeah, I did. I don't think that's extra work. I think it's just there. I think it'd be more work to remove the genitals.
You don't think it's a conscious choice they made?
No, I don't think it is.
Sir, we're stalled a little bit. We're out of dicks. Ugh. Well, we're going to have to go with Dixon.
Isn't Mr. Potato Head. They don't just like
Mr. Potato
stick shit on him. Then I'm like, and here's an arm. And here, like, it's not Frankenstein.
I have a request from the top. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Can you make it bigger? Sorry, what? Make it bigger.
No. Oh, well, I mean, they could.
I
because they're genetically modifying them. But
I mean, I suppose, but I thought he was a mining. I mean, he could do other things.
I just want those miners to be happy.
You know, sometimes you're swinging an axe and you're like, man, I feel sad. Then you look down and you're like, nah, you know, it could be worse.
Yep.
Yeah.
Because I got a big dick.
That is how morale is kept up.
Big dicks?
Big dicks. For everyone. Men, women, dogs.
No.
Everyone gets a big dick.
Kevin?
Welcome to Blade Runner.
You are never in charge of ever creating anything alive.
And not in places where you'd expect dicks to be.
What?
What? What? All right, so...
So what would happen if these created beings...
Yeah.
...were in our world?
I think with the way that our world is right now, there would be a lot more controversy around it. We would have the same thing of them being like, well, I mean, we create them, yes, but they feel things. One cries in the rain.
Well, do they feel things though?
I mean,
that's the question, right?
Isn't Rutger
Hauer
crying
in the rain?
The
whole point of the test,
yeah,
is that they aren't able to elicit human emotional response.
Oh, right.
That's what they're testing.
Yeah.
Right? So that's why the end of the movie is so interesting in that he is crying in the rain.
Yes.
Because there's a very strong emotional scene.
Yeah, yeah.
So the public perception in Blade Runner is that they cannot feel.
I mean, they could just build them without tear ducts.
I
will say...
Again,
I'm going to put this into the real world for a second.
Yeah.
Because if the idea was, okay, we can grow humans, genetically engineered, Rutger Hauer super strong. That is nothing that I was saying. That's just a true fact. Rutger Hauer is super strong. But replicants, they could be super strong. They could be all the stuff that we, you know, want them to be.
Fast, agile, flexible, whatever.
Yeah, why don't we just make them, like, I don't know, dark green?
I guess then
it won't really be like, oh, man, are they replicant? And I'll have to be like,
that's a replicant.
That guy looks like a forest. That's a replicant.
That's a replicant.
I know you're replicant. Well, I mean, I guess for, you know, I was going to say that for some of the pleasure, for the pleasure bots, maybe not. But you know what? Well,
there's some people that are into
people
that.
People would be into that. They'd be like, yeah, green skin lady. Yeah. I love Star Trek.
Yeah. I think also the main problem would be if anybody's going to make this, it's a corporation.
Yeah. It's
like 100% it's a corporation.
100% it's privatized.
So that means that corporation is definitely going to take steps to try and integrate those into society. Like, from a pure profit level...
They're going
to
have aux ports.
Yeah.
And they're going to have mini-jack, and then eventually they're going to remove the mini-jack for some dumb reason. They're definitely going to be Bluetooth compatible.
Okay, so you're just telling me that Apple's making these
You can control them from your phone. You can download an app.
Yeah. Here's the thing. I think it is in their best interest to make them as human as possible. Because I think that... when something is the other,
yeah,
people freak out. Like, that's the whole notion of the barbarian.
Yeah.
Right? The other. People are like, oh, well, that thing is evil because it is different.
But I think so. They have two choices. They can either make them perfectly human.
Yeah.
Or they can make them completely
weird.
Foreign. Yeah.
Yeah.
Foreign and weird.
There are some people who would want the weird ones, and I'm sure they could do that, but I think the majority of them would look normal.
Do you think that's what people would want?
People would want the normal because let's say somebody needs companionship, so they want
the pleasure bot.
So they want a companion bot. Doesn't have to be a pleasure bot.
The
right?
escort bot.
Yeah. So the majority of people are going to want somebody that they feel they can empathize with and that can empathize with them.
You know what you'll have? These people who work in, like, social services.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Because they would be taught how to – I mean, taught. They'd be programmed with how to, you know, interact with people with special needs or old people.
Absolutely.
So, you know, around the retirement home, you just have Rutger Hauer hanging around telling people about how we solve, you know, battles off of the rings of Saturn.
Yeah. So, basically – what I'm going to be straight on what's going to happen here is that it's going to be slavery, basically. Because if a corporation makes these, then they're going to send them out and they're going to present them in a way that will make them the most money.
But that,
which is like free labor.
But that's why I'm wondering if it would not be in the best interest of those companies to make them unhuman. Because our concept of slavery is the fact, like, oh, these are people. We are we are like making slaves of people, but we don't consider guard dogs to be slaves.
Yeah.
They're guard dogs.
Yeah.
So if you make like a replicant dog, or if you make a replicant like just thing, people, I don't think people would have the same reaction
to them.
Well,
there's ways of marking without making something completely foreign.
Well,
right?
I'm wondering if we're going to have people walk, like replicants walking around completely white with an apple on their forehead.
Probably. There'd be some branding.
Yeah. Well, I mean, 100% there'd be branding. Everything we get is branded.
Yeah.
I was going to pick up my Windows phone, but it actually is not branded. Oh, it has Nokia on the front.
Oh, yeah. Your case is Nokia.
My case is Nokia.
Your case is Nokia.
I mean, the entire phone's
not
Nokia.
Not a sponsor.
No. Man, could you imagine if Nokia was our sponsor?
Man.
I wouldn't have to worry about the power button that's broken on my phone.
Nope.
No.
They'd fix that shit for you.
Great
old. Get
overlook.
On that shit, avid listeners, all of Nokia.
They play it in their lobby every morning.
Yeah.
Which is weird, because only 27 episodes. Well, what I'm thinking is that if you set them out as not human, then you wouldn't have the same reaction that everyone has. By
People would view them as a product rather than as a person.
Yeah, and at that point, we're going more toward iRobot and less of Blade Runner.
Yeah.
I
think the big thing is also the finite lifespans.
We will get to that. Yeah. I think we're going to do that after commercial. But I'm just thinking that I know that part of the concept, part of the conceit in Blade Runner is they look exactly like people, but there's no logical reason to do that except for the pleasure bots.
Here's the thing, though. It would start with pleasure bots. Like, think about...
Oh, do you think
just think about, because you can't just put out a bunch of thinking, feeling products that can take people's gerbs. Because you know that there'd be people upset about that. You know what people don't get upset about? Replacing sex worker jobs.
That's true.
They don't get upset about
that. That's true. So you think the first release would be pleasure bot based?
Absolutely.
Oh, man.
Absolutely. There would be people who would buy pleasure bots and then pimp them out.
I mean, really, that's just a step up from a hug pillow.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I saw this. So, do you know what? Guess what Japan is doing?
What is Japan doing, Kevin?
Welcome to the new section of the show. I call Get What Japan Is Doing.
What is Japan doing? All that crazy stuff.
Yeah.
They got tentacles and hentai and all that crazy stuff.
They have a product, which is essentially a holograph wife. Now, it is at its core.
Ella Archer?
Yes.
Yeah.
100% yes. At its core is essentially like aggrandized. You know how Amazon has Alexa?
No.
Oh, you don't know Alexa?
No.
Essentially, it's something that you can talk to that you can sort of control your house with. Be like, Alexa, play me some music.
Oh, okay, Alexa. Gotcha.
Yeah. And in the ad, it shows it as like an alarm clock waking this man up. It's a little hologram of a lady.
Yeah.
But the best part is that as you go through the day, she sent you text messages being like, I'm thinking of you. Oh, you should come home from work on your lunch break. Boo, why aren't you here? And you text her and be like, sorry, I can't. I'm going out.
Sorry, I'm a real person and not a hologram.
Yeah. Now, I think what they're going for, because they sort of hype it up as like, hey, could you imagine hanging out with your favorite characters?
Yeah.
That you could get like, you know, your favorite characters in it. But...
Wait, can I have, like, the main character from Berserk?
I mean, sure, why
just
not?
Like,
Guts?
Yeah, Guts. Just be like, gotta kill some demons, man. Where you at, bro?
Yeah, I would love a bro hologram.
Yeah.
Just getting emails of being things like, hey, man, you crushing these sixes?
Yeah.
You want to hit the gym later? Yeah, right, I'm going to hit the gym later. Yeah, you are.
But that's what Japan is doing?
Yeah, they're making... Look, as I said, the commercial shows a lonely man texting his alarm clock.
His waifu?
And just being like, smiling at me, oh, I'm so happy and not alone anymore.
No, you're
and
still
like,
alone.
Ugh.
You're still alone.
That's one of those things where I can see coolness from it. I can see...
Yeah.
I can see where...
You can see where it fits in society.
I can see where it fits.
Yeah.
But number one, the commercial does it terribly. And I can imagine people being... I mean, Her was a good movie, right? I never saw it.
I don't know.
But people liked Her.
Sure.
You know what I'm talking about?
Nope.
Come on, man.
Sorry.
Her?
I'm bad with
Her
movies.
Her is the movie about Joaquin Phoenix falling in love with Siri.
There's a movie about somebody falling in love with Siri?
Now, it's not actually Siri. It's Scarlett Johansson, who is
Siri.
That's
fair. That's fair.
Who is Siri, though?
I mean, if Scarlett Johansson was Siri, I would
it's
be a lot
her,
more
it
attracted
is her voice.
To Siri.
It is just her voice.
Yeah.
But, yeah, there's a scene where he's, like, doing the spin in a circle thing, except for he has his phone in front of him. I can't believe you've never
I've
heard
never
of
heard
her.
Of that.
No, come on.
I can feel your disappointment. I'm going to deflect you with something.
It's sitting
Remember all those Bothans that didn't die?
Yeah. Yeah, I have had it explained to me that it might have been the second Death Star.
Yeah.
But I believe that there should always be Bothans dying. Bothans have one claim to fame, and that is many of them dying.
Yeah, but where else would these replicants enter society other than the sex industry?
I mean, what I can imagine is in the most dangerous jobs.
Yeah.
Like the ones where it's that no reasonable human should do this.
Yeah.
Or changing industries so that you have the ability to do things that are more dangerous because they're just, you know,
they're
humans.
Yeah, they're just replicants.
Yeah, yeah. You make them with like super hard skin. It'd be awesome.
Yeah. Yeah,
I mean until the uprising.
Until the uprising, but that's why in Blade Runner they have the finite lifespan.
Yeah,
they can't uprise. But
so as soon as they're like, "Hey, what if we just?" And they're dead.
Yeah, yeah. By the time they develop enough,
they're dead.
It's not a problem anymore.
But so
I think it would break out in the sex industry. Like there would be sweatshops with replicants.
Yes,
for sure. But those would be on the DL.
They would they would take over for child labor.
Yeah.
Yeah, less child labor, more replicant labor.
Well,
they're probably cheaper than children.
You still have to feed them though.
Do you have to feed replicants?
Yeah, they're still like
Why? These are the dumbest robots ever.
Well, they're just genetically modified people. Is what they are.
They make them like photosensitive or something.
I guess that would make sense.
We can make rats glow by splicing in jellyfish DNA into rats.
Yeah.
We can make people
photosynthesize?
Photosynthesize. I mean, we can't.
What do you do when I'm not here to say the word that you're trying to say?
I mean, I'm stuck like that for like 2 or 3 hours.
Oh, God.
And then I fall asleep.
Oh, okay, good, yeah. Good. Yeah. At least there's one way out for you.
This is the only way out.
The sweet embrace of sleep.
What are we talking about?
Photosynthesizing
replicants. I, the more that I'm remembering, I guess, about Blade Runner,
yeah.
Because I see it as like the overall thing. I think, you know, Harrison Ford going around, and he maybe rapes that woman.
I don't think so.
Yeah. That's debatable.
I think like my interpretation of that scene is that he is worried that he is a replicant and he knows that she is a replicant. But
pleasure bot.
No, well she's not. She's a secretary. She's
oh, you know what? Assistants. Personal assistants.
Personal assistants.
Yeah. Because that is a job.
Butlers.
Yeah. Yeah. The butler industry would crash.
Yep.
Replaced with replicants.
Yep.
Okay. I think you're right. I think I can see coming as sex industry.
Yeah.
Which I can see that would explain why they are more human.
Yeah.
Because I mean, some of them. I've been to the darkest parts of the internet.
And you came back?
I know the dark soul of humanity.
You know what's happening in Japan.
I know what's happening in Japan. You would have replicants with like really big eyes and sharp chins and giant heads and hair that just defies all laws of physics.
And breasts that don't really work with gravity?
Yeah, and waists that should just like snap or they reinforce their spine or something.
Yep.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, those monstrosities be walking around.
Yep.
Though you know what I like to believe? I like to believe they'll make one and someone just go, oh, this is wrong.
Yeah, it's too.
It doesn't work outside of animation.
The thing is, you also can't hit too much of an uncanny valley.
Yes,
right?
that is a problem. Is that if you don't get nail that perfect,
yeah,
then yeah, you go diving headfirst into there.
Yeah, and nobody likes the Uncanny Valley. No. Nobody happy lives in the Uncanny Valley.
No, nobody goes on the scenic tour of the Uncanny Valley.
No. The valley on your left, you'll see a horrible monstrosity.
Well, no, the problem is they're not a horrible monstrosity. No,
you just... The horrible monstrosity is lurking just underneath the almost perfect facade.
And on your left, you'll go...
On your right, you'll be mildly disconcerned.
You might not want to look ahead. Not for too long, at least.
Not for too long.
The child in Home Alone 4, and yes, Home Alone 4,
yep,
is a replicant. It is a robot in a child. It is a genetically engineered child.
I feel like you don't know that for sure.
Oh, yes, I do. I've seen him move, and he does not move like humans do.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
Oh, no. Oh, my God. No, what? They would be used as actors. Because they might not be able to feel emotions, but I bet that you can program them to replicate them.
Yeah, portray them.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think it's tough in the case of anything artistic, because if somebody knows that a replicant created it, then...
You don't think that people will want to see replicant actors?
No, I don't think so.
Do you think there'll be one and people will be like, oh my God, they're amazing. Then they die, obviously.
Yeah. The thing is, I think specifically with art, it's so tied to the human spirit, or the idea of the human spirit,
yeah,
of our humanity, that it's difficult. It would be difficult for people to insert a replicant into that.
And I was just thinking of the idea that you could create just...
You would just create
the character.
Yeah.
Like, hey, we want to do Harry Potter. Okay, we will make Harry Potter.
We'll grow Harry Potter in a vat. Yeah.
He'll be exactly as the author
We'll
has
also
intended.
Grow Hagrid.
They will all be around for 7 years as we film the movies, then die. No press tours.
Yeah. No, here's the thing. If they did that, people would connect with them. They would empathize.
I mean, not if you just make
this, this creates a problem for the corporation.
Okay.
Right? Because if people empathize with them and they're like, why do they only live 7 years? That's so unfair. They could live longer.
That's true. You definitely do not want them in the public light for people to be like, I wish a replicant was around for longer.
Did that replicant have a childhood, or just was like popped out and was like, you're Harry Potter, here's a wand, go... Go sit in front of the screen.
So every movie's a documentary, because they just like, all right, you are Harry Potter. Go have fun.
Go be Harry Potter. Some stuff's going to happen. Just react.
I mean,
there's no way they would do that.
That's the perfect method acting. You literally create them.
Yeah. I mean, from a director's point of view, that seems like a great thing. But when you look at like the, you take a step back and look at public perception.
It would be like when The Hobbit released with 48 frames a second.
Yeah.
People are like, oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
That's not how things should look.
Nope.
That was super distracting.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Bad.
No, there's no way. You would definitely have actors portraying replicants, though.
Yes, yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah.
You know, like Rutger.
Like Rutger Hauer.
Yeah.
He makes an entire job of just portraying replicants.
Just portraying replicants.
Yeah, yeah. And that one time he did Hole with
typecast.
A Shotgun.
He's typecast.
God bless you, Rutger Hauer.
Avid listener.
Avid listener and hero of our times. Do you want to go to commercial or something? Rut, help me.
This week's episode of The Third Space is brought to you by Rubber Boots, those favorite boots of childhood that kept your feet dry and warm.
I mean, there's not really much funny about them. They're just kind of practical.
Yeah, and they make fun splooshes.
They do make fun splooshes.
Fun splooshes.
Yeah.
You can go fishing in them.
Yeah, you can. You can get the rubber boots that are like on the bottom of like hip waders, and you can just go right up to like your thigh in water.
Yep. And you know what? You can put potted plants in them too.
Yeah.
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 Yeah, there are many things to do with rubber boots.
Yeah, rubber boots are cool.
Ask your doctor about rubber boots.
Next time you're in, ask your doctor if rubber boots are right for you.
So our world is filled with human-looking sex bots that we have sort of changed to be able to work in mind.
To start with,
they are sex bots.
Yeah. Then I think definitely, as you said, the care industry. So yes. Butlers, assisted living workers.
Yep. These are the problem is that these are all things that, as I said earlier, they will want to look like people.
Yep.
I mean, I think when you get into, okay, once again, I had to correct myself, there will be some weird ones.
Yep.
There will be weird ones.
I think in Blade Runner there is a weird one.
You think that's are you thinking of Blade Runner or are you thinking of Total Recall? Because that lady was
thinking,
three boobs.
I'm thinking of Blade Runner. There's the one replicant he kills in the street.
Yeah.
I remember it has like stones embedded in her skin.
Why?
I forget what she was supposed to be for, but she was working as like a stripper.
No.
That was her cover. She was a stripper.
You know what she was?
What?
She was one of those heating rocks you put in a sauna.
Maybe.
They go wild with replicants in this world. They do everything.
Everything.
That one's a tree.
But you're right. There will be weird ones.
Yes. For the sex side of things.
Right.
But I think in care... As much as I still think it's such a bad idea to make them look like people.
Yeah.
Such a bad idea.
But it's what would happen.
Yeah.
It's either that happens, or they are sold literally as machines.
I mean, the thing is that they would have to. We're talking about a corporation doing this. Like, this is 100%. This has to be privatized.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think it's one corporation doing it.
Yeah.
I think it's the same way as when you have your phone.
Yeah.
That's like, oh, you got yourself an Apple replicant, and some of them have, you know, deals with the military or deals with a military. Yeah.
They definitely use them for soldiers.
They'd be using soldiers.
Yep.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah. Wars would be a lot more devastating as they're like, whatever, fuck them.
Yeah. Well, they'd still cost money to make.
Yeah.
Equip and like, you could program the training.
Here would be a question in the world. They would be asking, what is cheaper, sending in a person or designing a replicant?
Well, and not only that, there's the cost afterwards, right? Like, post-traumatic stress disorder is a huge problem.
But it's not when they only live for, like, 4 years.
I think 15 years.
I think if you're fighting a war, 4 years.
Yeah. Well, I guess you can program them for whatever length, right?
How long do you think this war is going to go for?
I don't know. You also, like... I think the reason why they gave them a finite lifespan in Blade Runner is because they didn't want them to become self-aware.
Which is a weird thing to...
Well, here's the thing. That's why, like, a self-aware would be like, wait a minute. No, I am the same as humans.
Yeah.
Like, I think and feel and change.
Which I think it's so, so important that they have to be, like just not human.
Yeah.
I think the thing is that if the corporations that are doing this are willing to just commit and be like, okay, these are not going to be human.
Yeah.
I think in time people will be like, oh yeah, that thing, that's my butler.
Yeah.
That octopus over there is my butler.
Yeah.
I mean, octopus would be a great butler.
Has a lot of hands.
It's got so many hands. It's got at least 8 hands.
Again, you like, the thing is, everything is built in our society to be worked by a human hand. So you're talking about an octopus with 8 human hands off of it, which again starts leaning towards Uncanny Valley, right?
It's like 45 fingers right there.
Yeah, like it's not going to be the best. It's not going to be the best.
I don't know. It's pretty hilarious.
I'm sorry if you saw a breathing octopus, Kevin.
Okay, look.
With 8 hands walking around your house.
Jeremy, if I saw an octopus that didn't have human hands walking around my house, I'd be freaked out. Octopuses are freaky as shit.
They are.
However,
human hands would not help that.
But then he could give me massages.
While this is technically true, it would still freak people out.
I mean, in time, they would learn to deal with it.
Yeah, but they don't want a long time. Like, every corporation wants to make money now. That is the truth, Kevin, and you know it.
So, do you think it'll just be like people, and then in time, when the controversy inevitably starts, they're like, fine, now you're octopuses with human hands. This is what you get!
Well, no. What
this is what you have to deal with now.
What I actually think they would do is when people came up with that, the controversy starting of them being thinking, feeling beings, is that they would be like, oh, well, you see, a human has this part of the brain, but we took this part of the brain out, so it's not human. That would be the argument they would make.
I think there are a lot of counter arguments to that that people will come up with.
Oh, yeah.
Not ones that I, that, like, we're, me and you are not going to get into what makes a human being.
No.
And what makes something, no, like, worthy of.
That's the argument a corporation would make.
Yeah. I mean, the argument a corporation should make should be that we made this in a lab.
Yeah. Yeah.
Should be like, I can walk you down the assembly line.
Yeah.
We can make him anything.
Humans are made through the glorious beauty of sex.
These are made by my bro over here named Greg.
Sup?
you want a person? I mean, sorry, I'm not allowed to call them. You want a replicant?
You want a replicant?
I can make this one just drag dong.
How many boobs you want?
How many dicks you want? How many boobs and dicks you want?
How many boob dicks do you want?
How about I just have a dick and I'll put a boob on it?
Okay.
The balls are boobs.
Greg.
We give Greg a lot of free reign to just play around.
Yeah.
But so, don't worry. He's all business when it comes down to it.
Yeah.
Just boobs and dicks.
Yeah.
God damn it, Greg.
God damn it, Greg.
Greg's been written up 4 times. But he's friends with the manager.
But the thing is that even with the finite lifespans, some would become self-aware.
Yeah.
And like the difference between them and us would be they know where they came from.
Hey, we know where we came
from. No, we know theoretically where we came from.
Okay. Like, you mean like in the grand scheme of humanity?
Yeah, in the grand scheme of things.
Not.
No, you came from your mom's vagina, Kevin.
I came from my mom's vagina.
You came from your mom's vagina.
Yes. I know where I came from.
Yeah. I think we all know where we came from.
We all know where we came from.
In that sense.
But you mean in the broad humanity sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, they know where they came from.
Yeah.
That does bring the question is that.
Oh, man, religious groups would hate this shit.
Well, I mean, that's just what I was thinking. I'm not necessarily thinking like they'll hate it because, you know, they'll find some way to explain it. I was thinking that.
Well, it's just it is blasphemous to create life outside of, you know, the regular propagation of the species.
Yeah, I guess I could see some orders believing that. I believe there will be extremists. Man, that would be a cool thing to see in the Blade Runner universe. I never really want to see a sequel, but I think that'd be pretty cool.
Yeah.
To have that sort of talk of like religious orders being upset about it and like especially extremist ones. Sorry, that's my pitch for Blade Runner 2.
No, not Blade Runner 2.
The New Order.
Blade Runner 0.5.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, bringing it back to a prequel.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah.
Yeah, who's playing young Harrison Ford? Hal Emmerich? No, that's not his name.
Donald Glover.
No, he's playing Lando Calrissian.
Yeah, oh, you're right.
No, he's also playing Han Solo.
He just play everybody.
He's also playing the mentor.
Yeah.
He's playing Woody Harrelson, who's playing the mentor.
Donald Glover as
also Amelia,
Woody Harrelson also, as the mentor.
Also, Amelia Clark's in there, and Donald Glover is playing Khal Drogo.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, gotcha.
Yeah. Also, he's playing Amelia Clark.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, what I was thinking is that, so the big thing about humans as, you know, like thinking like where we came from,
yeah,
is that becomes a passion. It becomes like either religion or it becomes the absolute faith in science.
Yep.
It becomes like all those things.
Yeah.
Now, if you are a...
Well, it is the question for a lot of people.
But for the replicants who know where they came from, will they just be like...
Here's the question. If you,
this is my father, Greg.
Why do I exist? Is a fundamentally human question.
Yeah.
And these replicants would have that question. Yeah. Why do I exist?
They don't know why.
But here's the thing. They can talk to their God.
Well,
right? If God created humans, right?
Yeah.
If a replicant saw that, they're like, oh, well, they can't ask, but I can because I was created in Vat 32 by Greg.
Greg's a weirdo.
Yeah. What's my purpose in life, Greg?
I don't know, just a drag dong around.
Yeah, people love dragging dong.
Why don't you go out there and drag some dong?
Yeah.
Yeah. Greg, Greg, what is my purpose, Greg? Dragon, what do you want from me? I don't know, I was bored. It was Sunday, I was drunk, and I had a test tube.
And a lady bet me that I could not produce a dong that would drag.
And there you are.
There you are. Best $25 I ever made.
I hate you, Greg. I hate you.
Let's get to the second part of this, is that eventually there would be an uprising.
Do you think it's inevitable?
I think it is. Here's the thing.
Do you mean uprising from the replicants?
I think both, from both parties. Because I don't think it's possible to continually hide from the real population that these are thinking, feeling beings.
Okay.
Right? Like, the hooded lamp on that is eventually going to come off.
Okay.
People will know.
Yeah.
But also, there will be some replicants that just develop mentally faster.
My octopus with human hands asked me the other day, why does it exist?
Yeah.
It also asked me to kill it. I'm worried. I'm going to call tech support.
But, you know, like, here,
kill me!
The thing is that a revolution would only require to be able to break into the corporations and start being able to control the production of these replicants.
So then we got replicants making replicants.
Yeah.
That's a problem.
Is it?
I mean, if we want humans to... Well, are we talking about, like, I don't know, like all right, we will now leave your planet, and now...
Well, here's the thing. If it is accepted that replicants are just human, and once you release the restrictions people have placed on replicants, like, yeah, they can't reproduce because something's been done to their junk, or they're going to die in 4 years, right?
Because you can't have enough blood go into that, yeah, dragon dong.
Exactly.
It's not humanly possible.
You can't.
Greg is a cruel god who taunted his creation by giving it a sweet dragon dong that he can never supply with enough
blood.
You're
lucky that dong is such a funny word.
I know. I tried hog earlier, and that's also kind of funny. Yeah. I went for dong this time.
Yeah. But, like, once you remove those restrictions, then doesn't that just become another way of creating a human being? Wouldn't there be couples who might not be able to procreate that would go for that option?
I mean, yeah, it would be an interesting way to like, create new life. I think, but if we're talking about, like, replicants creating replicants.
Does that not just become the next stage of humanity?
I think.
Is that not post-human? Is that not where the singularity starts?
Well, I mean...
I mean, it's either that or Skynet.
What you're talking... Shut up. What you're talking about is, I think, just a really, really roundabout way of getting to biological hacking.
Yeah.
Like rather than being like, hey, what if we just controlled how people grew?
Yeah.
What if we just did all these stuff? Instead of that, we're taking this super long path of being like, why don't we just make new humans?
Well, this is the difference between it being developed by a public corporation and a private corporation. Because if it was developed by a public corporation, they'd be like, "Oh wow, we can eliminate diseases with this technology."
Yeah,
right. Whereas the private corporation is like, "We can eliminate disease, but then there's no more diseases for us to treat. So let's just make people to do work and have dragon dongs."
I will say, yeah, they will. I will say that we are just creating interesting sci-fi world after interesting sci-fi world.
Yep.
Because you know what else would happen in this post-revolution world?
What?
Purists.
Oh, yeah.
You have people who'd be like, I was born out of a vagina.
I came from my mom's vagina, where all babies are supposed to come from. All babies come from your mom's vagina? No, everyone's different mom's vagina.
It's also a little bit of a comedy.
Yeah.
I mean, you put a little bit of comedy flair in there, people love it. It does great in August.
Yeah. August, the month of comedy.
Yeah, sci-fi comedies. No, what you're going to get is you're going to get the people who are like, you know, I am a real human being.
Yeah.
You were made in a test lab. You are not a real being.
Oh, yeah, the alt-right.
Yeah.
Yep.
So, like, what we're really talking about is that, like, if that was happening in this world, it would just be – it would honestly be really, really terrible.
Yeah.
I mean, because we'd also have the problem that These people, once again, as you have clarified, have to eat.
Yep, they need shelter.
Which means, in our world, that's a big problem, because it'd be very easy to overpopulate the world.
Yep.
If you just be like, man, there you go, and there you go, and there you go.
Well, it's less of a problem if they die every 4 years.
But you see, they're taking off all those restrictions.
Yeah, eventually they would.
Yeah, we're talking about post-revolution.
Here's the thing, there'd be that in that revolution, there'd be a lot of death.
What you're thinking is that in the revolution, it would be like an unfortunate amount of dead people that they're like, well, we just make new people to fill in all those dead people.
Absolutely. Also, you're forgetting there are already like places that do population control, right?
Yeah.
Like China was over. China
had the one child policy.
That is population control.
Well, yeah. I mean, in some ways, war is population control.
Oh, totally. But here's the other thing. Like, immigration policies are population control. This is how many immigrants we can take.
Yeah.
Right? And it might sound unfair to do that, but you can't just let a bunch of people in if you don't have the infrastructure to handle that amount of people. You're just going to create another big problem.
Well,
there would just be laws and restrictions put in place.
of just, like, making a child?
Yeah. Like, people might chafe at that, but honestly, there are way larger restrictions on freedom than how many children you can have.
How many children you can make.
Well, I think it would fall into the same category by this point.
You think that there would be no difference between how many you can, you know, push out of a vagina?
Yeah.
I didn't put the V on that one. I just called it a vagina.
What is that? Oh, my God. It's a vagina. You mean a grown female woman named Gina? No.
No, that's Gina, you stupid idiot. Get out of here, Greg. You're out of work. No one wants the things you make anymore.
But hanging dong.
Boobs and dicks and boobs and dicks. That man owns a company.
Yeah. That man owns a company. Whatever, I'm just going to go home to my beautiful wife. She's completely made out of breasts.
And one dick. But you will never guess where.
Is it her mouth, Greg?
Damn it! Greg is a monster.
Yeah?
Greg is also very open sexually.
Very, very open sexually.
Yeah, Greg is into everything.
Yeah. Greg knows what's happening in Japan.
Greg is ersexual.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He
is the original sexual.
He's the original sexual. He is what all sexualities are spawned from.
Yeah.
It's been a while since we made an joke.
That's because the last time we did, I don't think people get her.
Yeah, maybe not.
It means like original.
But the originator.
It's the originator.
It is the originator.
Yeah, the bear would be the originator of bears.
It would be.
It's always great when we explain the jokes.
That's what makes them funny. That's
what makes them the funniest.
Yeah.
Shit. This world has just, I don't like it because it's complicated.
It is complicated.
Stupid.
Much like the real world.
Stupid sci-fi.
Yeah.
Bringing up concepts that are
complex.
Complex.
That raise moral questions.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. It's like that's what sci-fi is really good at.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's almost like that's what it's built to do.
Blade Runner. The new movie might be good, it might be bad. I'm not seeing any more reboots or remakes.
Well, you know what I was actually thinking as we were talking about this? Is this kind of sounds like a Deus Ex game. Like that point,
yeah.
That point where the conflict starts rising.
Yeah.
Where it's like, what is human, what is not human?
That's
very Deus Ex.
It's what I mean with like the purists and the the big things that you said the alt-right. I think the idea of people being like purist and I don't know what the other side would be, but the I don't think that would fall as evenly across our current political spectrum as we think it would.
No, it wouldn't.
No. Because I think that the idea is so fluid, especially if it comes about in the way that we talked about it,
mm-hmm.
that like these people literally were made to do a thing, but turns out we actually just found a way to make more people.
Yeah.
But they were formed in such an a weird and odd way.
Yeah.
Like, because they weren't... Well, we have very clear, and this is what I think it is, the only way that they can separate so much, is they weren't like, take a sperm, take a baby, put it in a test tube.
No.
Because that is...
They were like...
That is taking genetic material,
yeah,
and genetic material and making a new thing.
No, they were like,
presumably,
we can make genetic material.
Yeah. Presumably, that's exactly what it is.
Yeah.
Is that they're like, we can just, from all the chemicals and the elements that constitute a human being,
yeah,
we can create a new one and just set those neurons firing.
Yeah.
I think this would do bizarre things with religion.
Oh,
now, you said they'd be upset.
Very.
You said they would be upset about it.
Lots of people would be very upset about it.
But I will say that if you can prove it's like, hey, we created this thing.
Yeah.
And they pretty much do everything that a person does.
Yeah.
Like, and, you know, they have feelings. They have all the things that a person does. They were just, you know, built by me.
Yeah.
And Greg.
God damn it, Greg.
Yeah, he always finds his way back there. He's a squirrely man. That's why they call him Squirrely Greg. But, like, we built him. We are, in some ways, his parents.
Yeah.
But in some ways, we are his designers.
Yeah.
Then I think that will do, like I can't even comprehend how that would, like, schism and split and turn it into all kinds of sects of the current religions.
Yeah, no, it would really mess things up.
Yeah.
And you can guarantee that there would be a large group of people that would call it abominable. Like, abominations were being made.
I am almost thinking that Blade Runner focused on the wrong point.
Maybe. I mean, it made its moral point.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, it made those things. And it did those things. But I think there's so much, like, weird and, like, concepts that just a very simple in sounding concept could actually do.
Yeah.
The simple concept of we created a human.
Yep.
Could, and more than just, you know, Harrison Ford being confused.
Yeah.
What's his name? Decker Kane.
Sean Connery?
Yes.
I don't know why you're trying to bring him up, but go on.
I'm trying to remember the name of Harrison Ford's character.
Oh.
In Blade Runner.
Oh, man. I think it is Deckard.
Yeah, but it's not Deckard Cain.
It's not Deckard Cain.
It's Deckard...
Are you adding a third personality to the smorgasbord that is Deckard Cain Connery?
Duh, it might be Deckard Cain Connery Ford. Get off my plane! Yes, get off his plane.
You belong in a museum.
I mean...
Come with me to the burning hells. We'll have amazing sex.
No ticket. How many quotes can we do from these stupid people?
Why did it have to be snakes?
Shit. Shit, shit, shit.
You're the one who started it.
I need to know.
You need to know?
I need to know.
Pretty sure it's Deckard.
It is Deckard, but he has a last name or first name.
Yeah, that might be his last name. Kevin pulls out his phone. This is the segment
is
of the
Harrison
show where
Ford's
Kevin puts out his phone, and I mess it up because I'm talking while he's talking. He doesn't like to
use
his thumbs.
Didn't even try. Who is Harrison Ford's character in Blade Runner? No, you listen to me. Damn it.
Use your digits.
Harrison. I'm on an audio medium.
Yeah, but...
Harrison Ford, Blade Runner.
See, here's the thing, Kevin. I can speak while you're typing, and then people will just think that you knew.
I think...
Using the magic of radio.
Okay, I think my way is more fun.
Okay. I feel like my way is more deception.
Man, they'll never know. Rick Deckard.
Rick Deckard.
Yep.
Huh.
That's not as exciting as I...
No wonder we just remembered Deckard and not Rick.
Be. His first name is Rick.
What a...
Rick or Howard's character is Roy Batty.
Yep.
Man, this guy's... Then we have Rachel, Gaff, Bryant, Pris, JF Sebastian,
yeah,
Leon Kowalski.
Yep.
I would like to say that I think I'm about on this this writer's level when it comes to making names.
Yeah.
Like, all you gotta do is get Deckard. You're good after that.
Yeah. Doesn't matter if his first name's Rick. Everyone will just call him Deckard.
What do you think, Rick? What did you call me?
What'd you call me?
No one ever calls me that.
Yeah. No. Don't call me that.
No. My name's Deckard.
You can only call me that if you're my love interest.
Rachel.
Rachel.
Just to be clear, you don't spell Rachel with two A's, right?
Why the drugs.
Let's wrap this up and end this shit. I don't even know how to wrap this up. There, you create a world where you put humans into it, and shit gets fucked up.
Yep.
Shit just gets fucked up.
Well, it changes several constructs of society.
Yeah.
Is what it does.
Yeah. I mean, in some ways, Blade Runner took a very simple, but a very in-depth, like...
They looked at one thing
very
specifically.
They looked at one thing in a world that could have been huge.
Yeah, this could have been a TV series.
This could have been the Animatrix of...
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Okay, well, let's... Well, in the beginning, sex workers.
Yes.
And then care workers.
Yeah.
Then dangerous workers.
Yeah.
Then probably spreading out through society.
Yeah.
And then eventually revolution.
Yeah.
And then, you know, they're just other people.
Yeah. I do want to say... that all of this could have been avoided if they just made octopuses with humans' hands.
I think that's a whole different set of problems, though.
I'm in love with my octopus with human hands, Maury. Help me.
Not that type
no,
of problem?
No, he wouldn't be on Maury. That would be Jerry Springer.
That would definitely be Jerry Springer.
That would be 100% Spring Man.
I want to have a baby with my octopus with hands, but it doesn't have a vagina, so... all it can do is give me hand jobs. Don't get me wrong, they're great.
It's got eight of them.
But I kind of want to procreate.
Neil Gregg's like, I told you, should have put a vagina on it.
Wouldn't let me put a dong, you wouldn't let me put a vagina?
I once met a man who had a shirt that said vagina with
vagina?
A question mark.
Vagina?
And you would ask him, what is a vagina?
Yeah.
And he would answer, what is a vagina? And that man is my hero.
Okay. Duly noted. Duly noted, Kevin.
If you like this episode, you
if
should.
If you like vaginas.
If you like vaginas, give us a rating. A 5-star rating. And maybe a review.
That would be nice.
And you could subscribe as well.
Yeah.
You could tell all your friends.
You can talk to us on Twitter. You can reach us at Third Space Cats.
Yes, or you can reach us individually. I'm at Shawman K. Weir.
And I'm at Mighty Fuse.
You can send us an email at thirdspacepodcast@gmail.com.
You can check out our website at thirdspacepodcast.com.
Yes.
Our theme song.
Our theme song. Yeah. 27 episodes. our theme song is the Balrog Boogie by Diablo Swing Orchestra.
That is correct. Join us next week on The Third Space, where we go through the fine art of fencing. Back and forth. Yep.
And then we build a nice white picket.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I will foil you. I will foil you so hard.
We're thinking of two different kinds of fencing. This is gonna be bad.
I think my fencing's the more awesome one.
I think my fencing makes better neighbors.
Until then, you're a cool person who lives in a cool place.